This specially commissioned poem for the hearing-themed BASN meeting was prompted by an observation I came across in the introduction to Wild Reckoning, a collection of eco-poetry edited by John Burnside and Maurice Riordan. A recent study concluded that the number of sparrows in Edinburgh's Prince's Street gardens was falling because the birds were unable to hear their own songs through the sound of traffic that roars daily through this and every other modern city. Unsonged. Perhaps they thought the screech of motorbikes was a mating call with which they couldn't compete, while all available food got gorged by the garbage truck's gaping beak. Perhaps they thought the cheep of the pedestrian crossing meant it had colonised every street, while the squawk of planes overhead said, "We know where your chicks live. They're dead meat." Whatever they thought, our sprawl of noise was oil that permanently spoiled the plumes of their song. Yet at first we didn't care. They're not exotic or rare. So what? But then robins fell silent too, and blackbirds, cuckoos, thrushes, larks, corncrakes, nightingales, oyster catchers, cranes. And along with their voice, all other aspects of their birdness faded. They began to doubt they could fly. Their feathers withered, gave way to scales, newly reptilian, a few million years of evolution erased in the blink of a one-time raptor's eye. When it was clear there'd be no cure, trees pined, all forced forth spines instead of leaves. The tide declined to get high. The sky folded itself away, having been hung out to dry. And the sun, deprived of its daily serenade, decided not to rise. Meanwhile, all we can do is rue losing our ticks of approval, skeins of migrating geese, and try to find new symbols for wisdom and for peace.